Hey coaches, you are listening to the 323 Sports Podcast, where you can keep up with breaking news in the team sports industry, enjoy fun interviews with coaches, and gain insight on how to build your athletic program. On this episode, we dive into part three of our What Do You Do series, as it involves interviewing athletic directors and coaches about how they operate their program. Our interviewee will be David Schenck, the athletic director at Trinity Academy in Raleigh, North Carolina. Here is what he had to say about monitoring teams and players as an AD. Hey guys, welcome back to another episode on the 323 Sports Podcast. Today we got episode number four. It is part three of our What Do You Do series, as we interview ADs around our local area here in Raleigh and abroad as well. But today we have a special guest on our show. His name is David Schenck, and he's from Trinity Academy in Raleigh, North Carolina. And a few facts about him. David obviously is the AD, like I said, at Trinity Academy, but he also was the very first written check to 323 Sports back in 2014. That's pretty crazy. Is that correct, Mike?
Was not the written check, but Dave was responsible for writing the first written check. That is a fact. So gotcha. It's pretty cool. I don't think Dave, you didn't know that actually before you came here today.
I did not. That's pretty crazy.
Yeah.
I'll take credit for that, though.
There you go.
Yeah.
That's it.
Definitely.
First written check.
That's pretty sweet, though, to have a special guest like that. And now, let's just dive into your background a little bit, David. So, where did you grow up? Kind of where did you go to high school and college? And kind of just explain kind of your background of becoming the AD.
All right. Well, I actually grew up in Raleigh. I was born at Rex Hospital. So, true Raleigh guy. Grew up in a neighborhood probably a mile from Trinity Academy, which is
nice.
Crazy now. Went to high school at Millbrook my first 2 years, and then Broughton. I graduated there my junior and senior year. And then stayed in Raleigh, went to NC State for undergrad, and then finished up at Campbell for my MBA later on.
Nice. So, what was your favorite sport growing up that you played?
To play a little bit of everything. My favorite was basketball.
Nice.
Loved it. Always have. It was just the sport that kind of, when it came down to picking a sport to focus on, that was the one that I went with.
Yeah. So this time of year for you is definitely like Christmas.
Yes.
I mean, with March yeah. Madness going on, it's like the perfect time of year.
Perfect time of year, except being a State fan.
Oh.
You know, like we are still playing different tournament. The women are in the Sweet 16, so doing well there. But yeah, I mean, my favorite sport playing is basketball. My favorite sport now, and honestly, is probably golf. Like, can't play it at all, but love it.
With the last name up. Like Schenck, I mean, yeah. It's got to be up there. It's,
you know, intimidates everybody on the first team.
For sure.
Yeah.
For sure.
That's awesome. And I know at least I'm a Michigan fan, so – I have somewhat of hope this year. I know we made it to the championship game last year against Villanova, which Villanova, I mean, they're already out. So we don't have to worry about them. But Michigan State is also looking pretty strong, along with Duke and North Carolina, of course. But Texas Tech, I mean, that'd be a good battle for Michigan, I think. I think Texas Tech is a good underrated team right now, I think. I think they're a little bit underrated, I think. But I think it would be tough competition for them, for sure.
I've got Michigan in my Final Four.
Do you?
I do.
I love that.
So are you even at all a Duke fan? Because I know you played with Shav, and he went to Duke.
So when he was there, I pulled for him, but he didn't really – I mean, he didn't have the career he was hoping for at Duke.
Yeah.
I mean, he's still – the team had some success, but I like Zion. I mean, my kids love him.
I've never seen anything like him.
So – and I think my not being a huge fan favorite of Carolina – of UNC makes me appreciate Duke a little bit more.
No one likes UNC. I mean, especially around here.
But I actually like some of their players this year. For the first time, I like watching Kobe play.
He's phenomenal.
That's who in my national championships, Duke, Carolina, right now.
That would be epic.
I think ESPN would not know what to do.
They would
implode for.
Yes.
Well, that'd be their fourth time. Fourth time playing this year, right?
And it'd be the first time in like 300 and some games they've played, they've never met in the NCAA tournament.
Yeah, never.
I think it's destined. It's destined to happen. Sorry, Travis. I know Michigan. No. I'd love for Michigan to be there, but I just feel there's a Duke UNC game brewing.
I think you're right. But at the same time, Duke does have to go through Michigan, I believe, to get there.
Yeah, and like I said, I think it's going to be a Duke UNC.
Well, they have to go through Michigan State and Michigan.
Yeah, so if Michigan advances and Michigan State advances, more than likely Duke will have to beat State first and then probably play Michigan in Final Four, right?
Yeah. You could have a Michigan State-Michigan Final Four, too.
That's also true. Which Michigan lost to Michigan State 3 times this year.
Mm.
But it was Michigan's fault, really. It was the game for them to lose because it really was. Like, they were up 10 with, like, 3 minutes to go in I think, the second meeting of the regular season. But somehow they just couldn't close the game. That's the problem with Michigan. They can't close right now as well. But anyway.
So what's the deal with everyone saying, of course, you know, the UNC fans say this every year, that Duke has the easiest bracket. And I'm pretty sure I heard that again. They have to go through State, Michigan State, and Michigan.
Yeah, it's tough.
Who else is in there? Well,
you find what you're
and looking, Liberty University.
You find what you're looking for. So I mean, like
that is the truth.
I mean, like Duke fans are going to say Carolina's got the easiest bracket. Carolina fans are going to say Duke's got it. State fans are going to be upset they didn't make the tournament. I mean,
yeah.
I always hear from UNC fans that Duke has the easiest bracket every year. Yeah. This year, I'm not feeling it. I'm not buying it.
Yeah. Well. Maybe you guys who are listening right now can comment on this Facebook post of our podcast and let us know what your thoughts are about this March Madness tournament. We'd love to hear from you. But getting back kind of here to the interview with David, I wanted to just ask David here too, like obviously your favorite sport to play is basketball, but maybe what's your favorite sport to watch?
It's probably still basketball. Okay. I mean, but I like NBA.
Yes.
Huge NBA fan. Like that, and then the majors in golf.
Yeah.
That's probably, I mean, there's nothing better than a Sunday afternoon at your house, golf on, probably taking a nap somewhere in there, you know, with a golf tournament on.
That's awesome. And so I know Brent Little, he's one of our coworkers here at 323 Sports. He's also really into golf. Have you ever played golf with Brent here?
I have not played with him. He played in a tournament that Trinity Academy hosted last week, actually. So
is that right?
Yeah,
that's awesome.
They came in second, so nice. I got a group of ringers apparently went out there. So
Mike, do you play golf?
No, I don't. I play about once every 10 years, but it's fun. I like going out there. I love that part of it, but I just like, expensive. I don't know.
I'm not very good. I think I just need 1 week of lessons to get my swing down. And then I'd be a lot better player. Because I feel like it's the knowledge of my swing, I think, is what I need help with. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah, it's the most frustrating. I mean, the ball is sitting still on a tee, not moving, and I cannot hit it the same. I shank it.
Every time.
You know,
no pun intended.
Yeah. So every once in a while I hit a good shot, then I'm like, oh, this is easy. And then the next shot's about 3 feet in the woods or whatever.
I played in high school and, like, I'm the kind of guy, if I start something, I really want to get, like, I want to focus on it, get really, really good at it. And I could never do that in golf.
Yeah.
I played for a whole season, and I was focused. I went to practice. No matter what I did, I thought I had something. That's the thing about golf. You think you've got your swing figured out, and then you'll go back out the next day and literally completely lose what you're doing. And so I stay away from sports like that, you know?
Yeah. At least I like to be outside, and, you know, if it's a sunny day, it's just nice to be on the golf course. I mean, it's peaceful to me.
Very
true. It's pretty peaceful.
Yeah, I do like
that. And you get to drive the cart, unless you have to pay for that, for sure.
Yeah.
But it's still fun to do that with some of your buddies.
Yeah.
But let's get into the meat of this podcast. I know you guys have been waiting a little while for this now. But this whole episode is about monitoring teams and players. And so David Schenk, obviously, he's an experienced AD. And so I wanted to ask a few questions to him about how, you know, this monitoring teams and players looks like. So, David, you're kind of, I guess you could put it in a way that you're like an overseer of all-encompassing, all intercollegiate sports at Trinity Academy. What does that kind of mean for you? Like, what does a day in, day out look like for you to monitor teams and players?
Well, no day is the same, which is, you know, pretty cool because, get bored other ways. But, it's pretty exciting. I've been at Trinity for 11 years now. So we've more than doubled the amount of teams we've offered.
Wow.
So we've got 28 teams now. spread out among three seasons with 48 coaches, I think. So there's a lot of, like you said, overseeing the program. And you're never really just dealing with what's happening that day. You're always planning for the next season while you're in season, and also closing out a season that just happened. So there's a lot of moving parts. But really, you know, for just like any business, when you're overseeing, you want to make sure you're advancing the mission of the school. And, you know, for us, our mission for the athletic department, and just advancing each and every day. And that can look different. That can take different forms and, you know, shapes, and investing in the people that work for you, you know, and that are out there doing it. Because, you know, you've got 500 some athletes participating. I can't impact all their lives the way I'd love to. But, you know, speaking to those coaches, and they're the ones that are out there each and every day working with the kids.
So. Yeah. And I know, speaking about like players specifically, I know Mike, Keith, and I think Brent was there as well. We all went to Trinity Academy this past winter. And I think your team was playing Grace Christian at your place.
Yep.
And that was a really good game to see. But you can tell, I mean, that place was packed out. And then you're over there in the scores table, you know, trying to calm some people down, I think. Talk a little bit about that, like your role in like game days. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah. Depending on the sport, they, you know, some are as small, making sure the fields are ready. And then, you know, just being in the background, making sure things operate the way they go. You know, some of the sports, you start a clock and it runs and you add a goal here or there. You know, tennis and ones are, you know, they kind of, once they start operating on their own. Basketball is a little different than a game day thing, just because I am running the clock most of the time, partially because I like to watch the game, and it's a good good vantage point there. But, you know, as far as like fans and stuff there, we you see a lot of emotions in sports. I mean, you're dealing with parents who are there watching what they love most, which is their child. And at a private school, they've invested probably some way sacrificed for their child to be there. So they've got another thing that they've got to pull. And then you just throw the emotions of sports. You see all different sides of, you know, the quietest person, you can look over there and you're like, wow. And so I just kind of, you know, no one surprises me in how they can act at a game. But a lot of it's just, you know, you kind of, you know, what you emphasize, I think, you know, can go a long way. And just like, so if you're emphasizing, you know, great sportsmanship, or, you know, we want to kind of transform the culture of how athletics can be, in our fan behavior and on our court. And it's not always perfect. I mean, we've seen that, but, you know, just trying to manage that and do it in a way that's through building relationships. So it's not just, you know, don't do this, but let's do it this way, you know, do it the right way.
Yeah.
Exactly. Like that. Yeah. So Mike, do you have any comments on that game though, that we saw? Grace Christian at Trinity Academy.
That was a very good game. You guys won that game
at the buzzer. Yes. Which I think it was the second game of the year. It was early.
Yeah,
that was a really good game. I'm glad I came to that. We wanted to come because we do a lot with Grace as well as you guys. We also wanted to see, you had like a top 10 recruit that was there. We wanted to see him play. Maybe he's top 5 now. Is he in his class?
There's so many different rankings out there. At one time he was number 1. In his class. And then, you know, there's all different types of rankings out there that just depends on which one you're looking at.
Yeah.
So.
But it was a great game. I enjoyed that. Yeah, David, I was surprised to see David over there running the clock. And like 15,000 people were coming up to him as the game was going, asking questions, you know, which again, as an AD, that's like, I'm the guy. But yeah, it was a great game. That was a lot of fun.
Yeah. And that was our second game. So those questions because it was a new experience for us. Like you mentioned, having a top 10 recruit. I mean, we brought in new bleachers for additional seating, different entrance. I mean, everything was brand new.
Yeah, you had to.
And so it was a new experience for us. So it was an exciting game, though.
It was packed.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. I was going to say, because, you know, how would you handle, I mean, the media, too? Like, what for your role as an athletic director, like, I mean, do you get requests often, like when you have a top recruit?
This year.
For press and stuff?
Yeah, you do. Especially in you know, the hoop state, you know, with North Carolina basketball is pretty big. So you have a top recruit in a sport that people are following. You know, media would show up sometimes that, you know, they'd gotten to the routine of, you know, letting us know ahead of time late as the season went on. But at the beginning, it was just, you didn't know who was going to show up.
Yeah.
And now the way that media can do it all from their phones or, you know, do it right there, it's changed from back in my day when I played, where, you know, it was one reporter there and the story came out the next day in the paper. You mm-hmm. know, here yeah. you've got highlight films made after, I mean, it happens and then it's online, within a minute later. So that's it's, you know, they line the baseline and all that stuff. So it's
ball is live. Those guys are everywhere.
We were there too, you know, filming.
Yeah.
So
yeah, that's right.
Yes. 323 Sports is part of the media group, I think.
Yeah. Just.
Yes.
Yeah. But speaking about handling the media too, like you mentioned about handling fans and stuff, like what would be maybe one thing that you could do to maybe help prevent fans from just being outrageous, or, you know, fans are just out of control? Like, what are some things that you could do as a safeguard type thing?
Kind of like what I mentioned. Within our community, there's only so much we can control of those coming in that, you know, are opponents. We play a lot of schools where we have great relationships with – I have a great relationship with their AD. Like, Grace, Devin over there is a phenomenal – I mean, he's awesome.
Yeah.
So I know what they're going to be about. But you know, with our own fans, kind of what we emphasize in our expectations, laying them out at the beginning, and just hold them accountable for it. You don't see everything because, you know, you saw how loud that game was. I had no idea what was – I mean, you can see things, but you don't hear everything. But, you know, just really reminding people kind of what we want to be about and how we want to, you know, transform that culture of athletics and be different. I mean, we want people to – come into any of our events and be like, that was a different experience than we went somewhere else. And, you know, for anybody different, some people are going to think that's a bad thing. Some are, you know, going to love it, but we want to be different. That, like, it's a process. So it's not going to be perfect. There's no, you know, follow these 10 rules and it's going to be an ideal situation because I mean, every call that's made in a game, half the crowd's going to be excited about it, half or not. So, I mean, you're dealing with
Yeah,
you know, people's emotions and not being happy right off the bat. And the same thing when the game's over. 50% of the people are going to be excited about the outcome and 50 are not. So.
Now let's talk a little bit about the players, like your role in monitoring players and teams. What would be some things maybe that you could give advice to some new ADs who maybe just added a new program or they added a brand new team? Like, what are some things that you need to think about as an AD to monitor teams like throughout the year? Like, what are some, you know, checking in with coaches? Like, what does that look like for you?
Yeah. First thing, hire great coaches. And we have some great ones over at Trinity. Ones that I trust that, they are advancing our mission as a school first. It's easy to, you know, hire someone who knows something about a sport or can coach that sport well. But to hire someone that, you know, especially being a school like us that, you know, we have a much bigger picture than just winning games. I'm as competitive as they come, but you know, I don't base my success as an AD off our championships or anything like that. So hiring great coaches, making sure they are bought into what your mission is, and what you want to do. That doesn't mean that they're all going to do it the same way, because I think the only way a coach can really lead a program and be great is to do it in their own unique personality, the way that the Lord's, you know, equipped them to go do it.
Mm-hmm.
You know, and holding them accountable. And then really as an AD, you're really just serving your coaches and your families and your players. So that just, it's not like, hey, I'm in charge of the athletic department, so do what I say. It's like, you know, taking that, how can I serve you guys and do better here? Because I'm not out there at every game. I mean, it cannot be. And so I don't know the little things that happen or how it improve, but the coaches do. And then, you know, listening to parents. I mean, they do have some good ideas there. I mean, we've got great parents at Trinity that, that, you know, sometimes they see something that, you know, when you've been doing something for 11 years that you're like, oh, I hadn't even thought about that. And it's a great idea. So, okay. I mean, just taking that community approach and not thinking that I've got it all figured out, and building relationship with players as I can, you know, if I'm out of practice or whatever, just, you know, saying hello. But I mean, I really want to be ideal situation for me is where people don't even notice what I do or what I don't do. Mm-hmm. You know, it's by the coaches, and you're just kind of in the background doing the work, and, you know, it's not about me as it's about these kids and, yeah. You know. So
I guess overall, like, if I'm a brand new AD, and one piece of advice you'd give me would be, it's not about you, you know, serve your coaches. Mm-hmm. Like, being a servant to them, well, actually, that makes you a leader in your organization, right?
Yeah. That, being a servant leader and making sure they're bought into what your vision for that program is, like what your pillars or core values are going to be. That they're bought into that, and then giving them some freedom along the way.
Yeah. Well, that's awesome, David. Thank you so much for giving us great insight on how to monitor teams of players. And I think we learned a lot just listening to you. Obviously, you've been an AD for 11 years, so, you know, there's credibility here, guys, for sure. But if you guys want to check out who this top recruit is at Trinity Academy, you know, just look up the school and Google it, probably, and you'll probably find a name there. I don't know, for legal reasons, if I can mention the name, but you can find out yourself, guys. And I believe, like you said, I think at one point he was number one in his class this season or this past season. Yeah. So we're excited to see where he's going to end up, and excited for the program there at Trinity. So anyway, thank you guys for listening in. And Mike, do you have any closing comments?
I think I'm good. I'm going to go see if I can find that check and see if we ever cashed it. But no, I appreciate you being here, Dave.
Yeah, thanks for having me.
All right, guys. Peace out. And with that concludes our episode for this month. Thanks for listening. If you want to find out more about who we are and what we do, check out our website at 323sports.com. Also, guys, be sure to check out our social media platforms such as Instagram, Facebook, Twitter, and LinkedIn. We post daily stories on Instagram, so make sure you have fun and engage with us. As always, don't forget to do it right.